Good evening. Thank you so much, Rabbi Waxman, Honorable Hornstein family. You know, as I look out at this wonderful group of Talmidim, I remember that this morning I talked with a young bocha who's learning Merubah in Bava Kamma, and I remembered the daf that he was learning on. That was the year of my bar mitzvah, some 70 years ago. So I remember it very clearly. Ask me what I learned yesterday. I don't remember. And the reason I tell you this is, don't lose one precious moment. The investment that you make now in Torah is going to be with you for many, many, many years, and will be as fresh in your mind when you're 85 as it is now. You know, I never cease to be impressed with how many things we discover, ideas come to us, and we just weren't aware of them before. Our Sfarim talk about the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. And we find it in several relationships. Father-child relationship. Bonim Atam L'Hashem L'Keshem. We're children to Hashem. Avodai Hem. We're servants to Hashem. When you put on your tefillin in the morning, you say the Arastik Lili Olam, right? And that is Kedusha. It is a relationship like a husband and wife. Like a sibling, a friend. And we're familiar with that. And then a little instant story came to my attention. And I realized that there's one relationship that's not getting its full recognition. It's a cute little story. A story about Tzadik, the Abdarov, who I happen to be named after him. He heard that in a nearby village, there was a person who, when he gives a brocha, any brocha that he gives is fulfilled. So he was very curious, who is this great tzaddik whose brochas are all being fulfilled? So he went to meet him, thinking that this is perhaps one of the hidden tzaddikim. But he found that it was a simple grocer, an unlearned man who had a little grocery, and he didn't see anything exceptional about him. But he watched him during the day, and he saw that every time a customer made a transaction, he bought something, and he paid for it, he would take the money and put part of it into his cash drawer and another part into it to the shtoker pushkin. This went on all day. So curiously, he went over and asked the person, he says, look, people tell me about you that all of your brochas are fulfilled. What's your source of power? So the man says, look, I'm a very simple person. But I'll tell you what happened. I was not making panosi. So my wife said to me, you know, maybe if you took in a partner, you would do better. I said, that's a good idea. But I looked around. I didn't find anybody who I could trust to be a partner. So I finally said to Hashem, I said, Rabbani Shalom, you know what? You be my partner. Right? And if you'll be my partner, I'll give you half of the profits. And so now, every time I make a sale, I get half, and my partner gets half. Right. Now he says, the rule is that if there's a partnership, and a partner, and one partner makes a commitment, the other partner has to live up to it. Right. So if partner A, right, promises to make delivery of goods, right, partner B has to live up to it. So he says, when I give a bracha, what happens is that my partner has to make good on it. So he says, that's why my bracha start working out. And it occurred to me that we don't think enough about this kind of relationship. That we can be partners with Hashem. Three times in Talmud, we find the concept of shutef with Hashem. Right. First of all, shlosha shutefim b'adam, there are three partners to every person, right? Father and mother and Hashem. And when Cain was born, what did Chava say? Kanisi ish es Hashem. I fashioned the person together with Hashem. That was a partnership. Then the Gemara says, they call him a Kaddish es Shabbos. When a person makes Kiddush and says Vaychulu, Nasa shutev l'Kaddish Baruch Hu b'masa bereshis. He becomes a partner to Hashem in creation. What do you mean he becomes a partner in Hashem in creation? Creation already happened. Right? How does keeping Shabbos make you a partner in creation? It's very interesting that our Chaim HaKodesh says, Kisheshes, we say in Sas Lidibus, Kisheshes Yomim Oso Hashem Zashemayim Oz. And he says, look at the wording. It does not say Bisheshes Yomim. It doesn't say Hashem created the world in 6 days. But Hashem created the world 6 days. He says, what that means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that could only last for 6 days. And then he created Shabbos. And the observance of Shabbos allows the world to continue for another week. And the Chaim has this amazing statement. If it were ever possible that there would not be a single Jew in the world who kept Shabbos, the world would immediately go out of existence and go back to Tohu Bavohu. So now we can understand why we are a shutef in HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'masa bereshis. Hashem created a world and he wants the world to exist and to endure, and it depends on us to keep the world going. So that's how we are a shutef. Many years ago there was a Rebbe in Yerushalayim, and Shalom Sheh, great tzaddik, this Zviril Rebbe. So they came to him during the week with a very serious problem, and he said, you know what? Come back to me Friday night before Kiddush, because at that time when I make Kiddush, I'll be a shutef with Hashem, and I'll be able to exert my partnership. Then there's another time that the Gemara says a shutef, and that's Hadon Din Emes L'Amitoi. If a judge makes a truth in Torah, then it becomes a shutef with Hashem. But if we look at it, there are many other possibilities of how we can partner with Hashem. You know, it's very difficult to talk about Hashem because less machshav etzvisa beter is we have no concept of Hashem. But all we can't have any concept of Hashem. All we can go by is what Moshe Rabbeinu taught us. But there's no such thing as something that Hashem cannot do. However, there are things that Hashem does not do. Like we say, Hakol b'day Shemayim, Chutz b'day Shemayim. Hashem doesn't get involved. Hashem could stop a person from doing an aveira, but he doesn't. That's an area that Hashem does not want to control. It's very interesting, Pesuk in the Torah. We're in the process of creation. Hashem created everything in the world, galaxies, super galaxies, thousands of millions of kinds of species of living things, malochim on Hashem. And then it comes on the sixth day, Hashem is creating other Marishan. So what does Hashem say? V'yemer l'kim na'aseh odom. What means na'aseh odom? Let us make a man. What do you mean, us? Right. Whose help is Hashem asking? And why, through all of the Bria, Hashem did not ask anybody's help? And here, by creating man, he's asking for somebody's participation. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh said that everything else that Hashem created, especially all the living things, are created in a state of completion. Right? Animals are created complete. A little bear does not have to change himself. All he has to do is grow to be a big bear. And a little alligator to become a big alligator. He does not have to make himself into anything other different than what he was created to be. Right? Man is an exception. When we come into the world, we're coming into little animals. We have no middos. And all we are is biological creatures, which science correctly says that when we come into the world, what do science call us? Homo sapiens. Well, you know what Homo sapiens means? It's Latin for a baboon with intellect. So, we come into the world with the ability to have some intelligence. But if we don't do anything other than that intelligence, we remain a baboon with intellect. And Hashem, that's not what I want. Hashem says, look, I made malachim that are spiritual creatures. Got billions of malachim. I don't want any more spiritual creatures like malachim. I want a different kind of a creature. I want to create a creature which is going to be created totally physical, with all animalistic desires. But I want that creature to develop himself, to develop herself into becoming a spiritual being. Now I could create that person totally spiritual, but then I got another malach, and I don't need another malach. Okay. So therefore, Hashem creates this body of Odom, and he says, now, right now you're not yet an Odom. Right now you're a Homo sapiens. Na'asa Odom. I will give you the potential. And if you develop that potential, you'll become an Odom. So, Hashem is looking for our participation in becoming an Odom. And if he's looking for our participation, right, then we become partners in our own existence. And if you're a partner to Hashem, you've got some right in directing us how the world should go. So if we were truly partners in Hashem, with Hashem, then we could be able to dictate how the world should go. And there's a very interesting thing in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, where the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, In toitzi yoko mizolo kifi tiyeh. So Asher says that if you can take a Rosha, right, and convert him into a Tzaddik, right, so Asher says you will have the ability to be Tzaddik Goyzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Goyzer HaTzaddik Milatul. You'll have the power and the ability to annul all evil Gezeres. So there's tremendous strength that we have in being a partnership. And that little grocer, an unlearned person, found it. But the interesting thing is that a son, bonimatem, an eved, a son does not make his father live up to a commitment. If the son wants to do something, right, the father is not bound legally to do it. A master is not legally bound is not committed to do what the servant wants. A spouse is not legally committed. The only one who's legally committed is a shutif. And so we have this tremendous power of invoking our Rotson, right? So that as the person said, he gives the bracha and he commits Hashem to fulfill it. But the trick was that he did this many times a day. He worked on the shutvis. Why? Because he had 100 customers during the day. And each time he got a customer, put some of the money in the cash and some money in the pushka, he was implementing and exercising the partnership. And if that's what we do, we'll have the partner, the ability to give brachas that will be fulfilled. Right? But if we don't exercise the partnership, we lose that ability. So we have ability of Nasa Odom. We're partners if we make ourselves into an Odom. How do we do that? By developing the unique midas that a human being has. What are the unique midas that a human being has? That our lives should not be directed and dominated by our physical nature. The physical nature is that somebody offends you, you get angry at him. And chaos is not, the evil of chaos is not the anger, the evil of chaos is the rage, acting out the anger. So the natural tendency of an animal that's going to be provoked is to strike you. As a human being, as an Adam, we're supposed to be different. Animals have desires, and animals have no bechida. Whatever an animal feels like doing, if it has an urge to do it, it goes and does it. It does not think, is it right or is it wrong? We have the uniqueness of making a bechida. No animal has ever decided, I'm very hungry today, but I'm going to fast. Because an animal cannot deny himself food when it's hungry. He has to go find food. We have the ability to do things even against our desires. So yes, a person finds a wallet with money and very much wants to enrich himself. Right? But the Torah says, you've got to return it. So we have to exercise our bechira. When we exercise our bechira, we exercise our midas. It's very interesting that the Torah does not talk too much about midas. It talks about mitzvahs and halachas. Midas we learn from hearing about and reading about the lives of our great gedolim. And the Torah tells us how important that is. Because you have major halachas that the Chachamim learn out from what? From the Shlesh Yisrael Midas of Rabbi Shmuel, Father Pat, Father Klau, Binyanav. And from tiny little things that changes in the Pusuk, we learn how halachas. And the Torah is very jealous about conserving words, conserving letters, conserving nekudas. But then, Eliezer comes to find Rivka, and so he makes this deal with Hashem, that if a young woman comes out, I ask her for water, and she'll water the camels. That's the one that I went to, the wife for Yitzchak. Okay. Then he meets Lavan and Bisuel. And what does he do? The Torah goes out through the whole business all over again. It will tell you halachas of Shabbos. How many halachas are there of Shabbos? 39. Where does it say there's 39? Because Eila, right? It talks about Eila. Eila is Aleph Lamed Hei. Is 36 and the three letters make it 39. That's how we know Lamed Tes Melachos. And if a person is over on Lamed Tes Melachos, he can chayav Misa. And the Torah doesn't say that specifically. It learned it in the word Eila. But when it comes to Eliezer, it gives him a whole page. Right? Could have said, and this is what look at what Eliezer said, and referring it to before. It doesn't go through the whole page again. So what does the Gemara say? Yofe sichoson shel avdei oves meterosem shel bonim. The conversation of the servants of Avraham Avinu, right, is more important than the halachas of the Chazal. Why? Because the servant of Avraham Avinu observed how he acted. He observed how he talked, he observed how he walked, he observed how he ate, he observed how he slept, he observed everything about him. And you can tell us about how you're supposed to be a Shem Mitzvah. So, we're fortunate that we have a history of Gedolim, which was recorded, that tells us how a Godel is supposed to act. I was so privileged that in 1965, I was privileged to meet the Stipler. And before that time, I had already a correspondence of many years with the Stipler, because my father and the Stipler grew up together in Hom Stipler. So they were childhood friends, and they had the same name. They were named after the same tzaddik, Yaakov Yisrael. So I had access to the Stipler, and watching the Stipler live, you saw what it means to live a life of Torah. And this is true of all the Gedolim that we have. Interesting example. Okay? We're coming now to Chag, to Sukkos. Right? A person came in, a guest came to Reb Chaim Oizer in Vilna. He came for Sukkos. Reb Chaim Oizer at that time had a bad cold. So he told the guest, you go into the sukkah, and you will be served some suda in the sukkah. He says, I'm sorry that I can't eat the sukkah with you because I've got a bad cold. And it was cold in the sukkah, so I have to stay in the house. Okay. I'm in style, put them in the sukkah. So the man went to the sukkah and they served him. And while he's eating, the B'chaim Moisel comes into the sukkah, right, bundled up in furs. And the man said, but Rebbe, I thought you said that you weren't feeling well in a mitzvah put them in a sukkah. He says, yeah, in a din of sukkah, there's a p'tur of a mitzvah, but there's halacha in Hilchos Hachnos Asorchim, that if you have an other, you're supposed to eat together with him. There's no p'tur of mitzvah. Right? It's for the mitzvah of the sukkah and potter, right? But I have to be here to sit in the Hachnos Asorchim. You see how the man thought? And that's how, when you watch the Stipler, you saw every little move. Every little move. You know the famous story of Bochel came to him at a Pesach, and he said, Tesdad, I'm a Bechor, and I missed the Siyum this morning. And I don't feel well, and I don't think I can fast. What should I do? So the Stipler says, come back in an hour, and I'll tell you. Now later he came back, so the Stipler says, I just made a siyum out of Masifta for you. Yeah. Those are the kinds of things that our Gedolim did. And you look through their history, they are guiding lights, they are partners with Hashem. In every moment of the day they were involved in Asa Odom. Yes, they all came into the world the same way as we did. They all came in as Homo sapiens. We all come to the world as 3 to 4 kilogram little animals. Right? But we've got a mission of Nasa Odom to convert ourselves and to become a mensch. Right? And that's what our Gedolim did, and they showed us how to do it. Now, sometimes they had such enormous standards that we don't see how we're ever going to reach them. Ahavas Yisroel. The Torah says, V'havta l'reachu kol moicho. It means it's possible. There's a great tzaddik of David Lelevel. And he was looked at and recognized by everyone as a great tzaddik. And David said, but that's an absurdity. I can't be considered a tzaddik. I have more feeling for my own children than for other people's children. That's not a tzaddik. what he demanded of himself. He demanded of himself, that he should not feel more special about his own child than about another child. Right, that's a madriga that's very difficult to reach. Right? But we can have madrigas and ahavas yisur in a sensitivity to other people. The Moshe Leib Sasser said, I learned ahavas yisur not from Mishulchan Aruch. I learned ahavas yisur from a drunken goy. He says, one day I was passing by a tavern and I overheard a conversation of two drunks. They were both crying into their beer. And one was saying, Stepan, I love you, you're my best friend and I love you so much. And Stepan says, Ivan, you're lying, you don't love me at all. His son, this guy's crying, he says, Stepan, I'm telling you, I swear I love you. He says, oh, if you love me, tell me where am I hurting. So the Meshalim says, I learned from that guy that to love somebody means that you're sensitive and you know where he's hurting. And these are the kind of midas that are not animal midas. These are the kind of midas that we have of Nasha Odom. I was fortunate that my Melamed was a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim was not a legend. Incidentally, I don't know what feeling you had, but I saw when I saw that little clip, the little video, a two-minute video or less of the Chofetz Chaim, I shuddered. He was real. Right. And the next reaction I said was, but look, such a tiny person, and all that Torah pounded into that tiny person. But the middas of the Chofetz Chaim were just unbelievable. The middas of Rabbi Saul Salant. That's how we become a Nasa Odom. But like that merchant, that grocer, who every moment during the day was exercising his partnership. And that gave him this enormous power to give potent brochas. That's how we should be with our Nasa Odom. That every moment of the day we should steer ourselves away from the animalistic parts of ourselves into our spiritual selves. Can we become malachim? No, Hashem doesn't want us to be malachim. He wants us to be great human beings. Hashem can be asking a great deal of us. When you learn Mesilas Yesharim talks about kina. Envy. He talks about revenge. You know what the Psalm says about revenge? He points out the Torah says that you're not allowed to take nekama. Yeah. Somebody did you dirt and you have the opportunity to get back at them, you're not allowed to do that. So the Psalm says, you know what he says? He says, taking the nekama is the sweetest feeling a person can have. Getting back at someone who did you dirt. The Torah says you shouldn't do that. He says, it looks like that's a demand to make of a malach, not of a human being. But the Torah demands it of us. We don't have to be malachim. We just have to be real human beings. Real menschen. And the more we become menschen, Baruch Tanya says something very interesting. Baruch Tanya says, Hashem gave us a neshama. So, I have a neshama that was breathed into me by Hashem, and you have a neshama that was breathed into Hashem, and you have a neshama. Right? All our neshamas are one thing. All our neshamas are Hashem. How can there be differences between us? No. As far as our neshamas are concerned, we are all unified. What happens is that we have a goof, right? And the goof is separate. Right? My goof wants what it wants, and your goof wants what it wants, so the goof separates us. the Balatanya says the more attention you pay to the goof, the more you're losing your unity. Achdus is within each other. You know, I have to take a look at myself. Do I give in to my goof? Yes. Is that what I should be doing? No. Well, am I doing it? Because I still haven't got out of the clutches of the Yetzer Hara. So, we need to eat in order to live. Where does it say that you have to have ice cream in order to live? Right. So why do you eat ice cream for? That's not the natural order, that's my animal part. But I haven't grown out of it yet. To make it worse, I put in chocolate syrup on top of it. I mean, that's all tivus. But if you take a look what our Gedolim were like, they ate very simply. So, this is what Nasa Odom is about. And if during the day we will be like that merchant was, and implement our partnerships in Midas, then we'll have a constant partnership with Hashem, and at Shuta we'll be able to decree and tell Hashem, this is what we want. And when we say in Avinu Malkeinu, Matal Machshavos Hanayim, we'll have a right to demand it. Tzadik goes about Kodesh Baruch Hu Mevatel. You don't have to be the kind of a tzaddik like Rav Shem Ben Yochai in order to achieve that. You have to be the kind of a tzaddik who's an Asa Odom. To develop yourself to the greatest degree as you can as a mensch. So, gentlemen, we've got our work cut out for us. Right? And we had a month of Elul to prepare for it. And then we had a Rosh Hashanah. Now comes the Yom Kippur, where at least for one day we will not be eating chocolate syrup on ice cream. Right. We'll be able to get along without food and be Ramadayim al Malachim. And if we pick up the teachings of Yom Kippur, then we are, and implement them every day of our lives, then we'll be exercising the Nasa Odom, exercising our partnership. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you all a Gemar Chasima Toiva, a wonderful year, a good Gemenster with Hatzlocha Begashmiz Viruchnius, and great Hatzlocha in Limud HaToiva, and great Hatzlocha in Yerushamayim.
Thank you so much, Rav Tversky. I'll just end off with Kel Mulley. El Mulley Rachamim Shochein Bamramim Tzei Menucha Nechona Kanfei Ashchina Malos Kedoshim Utorim Kizohar Araki Amazirim Es Nishmas Mordechai Ben Mishulam Shalach L'Olamo Bavur Shekol HaTzibur Mitpalim Bavur Azkarat Nishmato Began Eden Tei Menuchaso Lachain Baal HaRachamim Yastireyu B'Seisa K'nafav L'Olamim B'Tzror B'Tzror HaChaim Es Nishmaso Adonai hu nachalaso, v'yanuach b'shalom ha'mishkavo, v'nomar amen. Zat Hashem said, going into this Yom Kippur, strengthened from Rav Tversky's words, from the inspiration of the Hornstein family, Zat Hashem, we should be zochet, be nechtam, l'chaim, it should be a year of tremendous bracha and hatzlacha and continuing the Talmud Torah and the chesed and mitzvos of the Hornstein family and Bezat Hashem, see Biaskol, Tzedek, and Kibbutz Galiot Be'ezrat Hashem B'nehera B'yameinu. If we can ask for eight volunteers to stay behind to daven Ma'ariv here now, and Avi will daven for the Amud, it would be greatly appreciated. So just if you could come to the front, the eight volunteers, and everyone else will go down quickly, eat dinner, and then come back for Ma'ariv. Thank you very much.